Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back to the new season of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Woo! I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, whispers, whispers. Oh my goodness. I feel so good being back in our safe zone once again for a whole new season. Oh my word. I have to like calm down a little bit. I tell you, when they was counting me in, I felt my heart just kind of start picking up and beating even faster because I have to tell you, I am so excited to be back. Welcome back 2023. I hope you all are doing well, that you're safe and that you're healthy and that you are ready to really kind of jump in to season five because this is going to be dynamic. I tell you, it's so good, and I appreciate you all being here and supporting me, giving me your feedback. And you know, Whispers, this season is dedicated to Y-O-U. I'm answering all your letters. I've turned a lot of the letters into different parts and different segments here for this episode, this season. And if you have questions, please make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio, they have up their game still, and they still have our back. We have a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes. So you're able to drop your questions, your comments. You want me to reiterate something or elaborate on something? You know your girl monitors a great chat box. So put those comments in there and you know I got your back. And oh, let me just ask you all something. Have you signed up for our dynamic new newsletter, The Whisperers Exchange? Let me tell you, if you haven't, you all are missing it because the new newsletter is beautiful. It's dynamic. It's offering so much to you all. And it's more than beautiful pictorials. It's the content that it has in there. And then on top of it, we get our cocktail and our featured mocktail of each and every episode. So please click the live link that's in the description box and subscribe. And we're also asking you that you please share it out to your friends, your associates, and your family members because we want to build our community and we want to grow. So look, the best thing you could do is share because sharing is caring. So Whispers, as I stated, this season is dedicated to all of you and the letters that you have sent in to me. And yes, I do read your letters. So if you want to email and you want your letters turned into a possible episode, email me at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. Again, that's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So this season, we're going to tap into none other than, drumroll, relationships. I love all the questions and letters. Each week, we are going to take a deeper dive into the great subject that seems to be on the minds and hearts of all of you. And I love to start all of our discussions, as you know, with a clear meaning and definition. So this is no different. So I want you to get in the groove of everything. Sip on your cocktail, kick back a little bit. Don't forget, have your keychains because, you know, I'm still going to give out master keys because we still need them because we're building and we're opening up our hearts and our minds. Those corridors have to be open for us to receive information and to be able to pivot and change in our day-to-day lives. So the word that we're going to really get a meaning of today, an understanding of today, is relationship. It means the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. Okay, so let me give it to you again. Relationship means the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. Whispers, my goodness, we all know that relationships can be tricky, but trust and believe we will get into a few that may leave a little or maybe not too much to our imagination, because relationships represent a leap of faith for at least one partner, and even in the happiest of couples, they vary in different forms and mix in all kinds of ways. And things we need to have healthy relationships, it's a mix of emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. And people don't look at it from a standpoint of the layers that go into it. I always think like this, and I think this is kind of a funny analogy because I know people don't really look at it like, but it is. It's more like, you know, have you ever had the 7-layer dip or been to a party that every party I've gone to, somebody has made a 7-layer dip. But if you haven't, each layer is different, and each layer has a different component, and each layer adds a different flavor inside of that dip, and so which makes it so dynamic. And so in turn, relationships are much like that 7-layer dip. It has different layers and different condiments and different things that kind of marry into it to blend it together. And love is one of the most profound emotions known to human beings. And, you know, as people, we want to look for love in our lives. And the question is, why? I know so many people ask that question. Why? Well, it shouldn't be one that really needs to be asked, but unfortunately it is. And whispers most hope that one day they'll find someone to love who will love them in return or will love them equally, level of a deeper essence to it. But along the way, unfortunately, many encounter a lot of false alarms, dead ends, and failures. And before finding the person who makes all the struggles worth the journey, you got to kiss a lot of frogs. And then lo and behold, you kiss one frog and it turns out pretty good. Yes, exactly. Welcome to the chat. It's good to have you in here with us, I tell you. So see, this season, we'll be tapping deeper into our relationship journey, be them good, bad, or indifferent. And so many of you have written such deep letters to me that I couldn't just act like you didn't send these in or ask all these different questions when it comes to matters of the heart. Because as you know, we came on journeys along this way, but there are certain things inside of that circle. And I tell you all the time that our journey in that circle is never that it's smooth, because it has ridges, because that's the ebb and flow in our life. So this season being about relationships, it's no wonder that we're right here, because this is what it's breathing and birthing right now, because people are in flux and people are in that channel and in that wave of trying to find love or being loved and then figuring out how do they keep it, you know, spicy. How do they keep it marinated? How do they tap into the next essence of where they're supposed to be? If you're single, sounds. So we're going to smooth it out in here. We're going to really take our time and we're going to build upon this, because see, this is a subject that taps in to everyone. Everyone. No matter who you are, I guarantee you have had feelings, emotions, and thoughts around love. And even if you're not searching for love and you're building on a relationship of self, we're going to tap into that too, because sometimes we got to tap into that deeper essence, meaning Y-O-U, so we can be able to love that other person. Because see, sometimes people forget that they have to be on that menu as well. People forget that if they don't love themselves or they don't know how to nurture themselves, the essence of everything else just starts to crumble. It's a deeper essence that we're going to be dealing it. It's a different way that we're going to be looking at stuff through this season. I feel like each season we build on something more powerful and more dynamic each time we move into it. So last season we was moving into living happier lives. But for us to live happier lives, and if you're in a relationship, it requires that we tap into this essence so you can start to live happier lives. So you can start feeling the emotion and the connections that you need. We even going to get into connections, how you connect with people, what's your connection style, what's your love language. We can get into a lot of stuff this season. See, season five, it sounds like it's really flavored, doesn't it? Season five. It's flavorful. It has a lot of bounty in it. So Whispers, looking for love is more about finding someone worth sharing all of these wonderful and beautiful moments with. Being able to be transparent in your authentic self. Authentic. Somebody told me their word for 2023 was authentic. Authentic was their word, right? Yeah, authentic. And she said, I asked the person, like, why did you choose authentic? And she said, well, because I want to show up more like me. I want to show up in a more transparent way of being myself. And I said, oh, wow, that's great, because, you know, that's who we always should be. We should be authentically ourselves and showing up in a genuine way that always resonates at a deeper level for us. So that's what we even want inside of our relationships. And that's what you should want inside of your relationship. And sometimes transparency is not as easy as it sounds. Because don't forget, a lot of times we got things and we got little hiccups and little inside that, you know, it's like, oh, should I tell them? Shouldn't I tell them? Well, maybe I just hide this a little bit. Oh, no, I better tell them, because if they find out later, oh, my goodness. But transparency is needed for healthy relationships. Unfortunately, I see so many times people start off building on lies, false stories, and jaded hearts. And they think that if they bring all that together with someone who can just love them, that it will be okay, that they will be fine and their relationship will be healthy. But I've never known a spoiled apple or a rotten apple that goes into a bunch that it turns out healthy. Because if that was the case, the sentiment of one spoiled apple spoils the whole bunch would not be, and it is a fact. So in turn, it requires that sometimes it needs a diagnosis. It needs a healing. And it needs work. So this way, when you do come into that union, it doesn't poison the other apples. So we can get into a lot of these things. And many of you may be wondering, how do we build a healthy relationship? Or how does it become, and how does it start to form and transition into these healthy relationships? Well, guess what? Right after this commercial break, we'll get into some of this a little bit further. Welcome back, Whispers. I'm glad to be here with you. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Oh, welcome back. So before the break, we were going to get into how can we build healthy relationships. So maintaining strong relationships require constant care and communication. You know, there is even a medical company called Constant Care. And what they do is that they put their patients in this app. And so let's say you have some sort of illness. They put you on this app and they do a regular check-in with you on a daily basis. And once you get to a certain point, then they move you from daily to every other day. And then from every other day to every week. So that we have to do in our relationship. It requires us to tap into each of these qualities and different essence on a regular basis. See, that's how success happens. And that's how you build upon the foundation in relationships. And each person in the relationship should feel confident that their partner is willing to devote time and attention to them. Each person should feel that way. And when we devote our time, it means that we give all or a large part of our time and energy to our relationship. Now, I'm not talking about being unbalanced here. Now, don't get this convoluted or mixed up or anything, folks, because that's not what Sonia's saying. But what I am saying is for you to really have a dynamic relationship, it requires the investment. And, you know, we use that word investment a lot. But what exactly does that look like and mean? So many of you have portfolios. And many of you work with your agents with regards to your portfolio. And if you don't have a portfolio, many of you have invested time into your businesses. And many of you have invested time into your children. Many of you have invested time in yourselves, or many of you have invested time into getting healthier. It requires a deeper essence of self. It means that you have to extract a portion of you to give into that investment. So if you're investing money, that means that you extract money out of your account and put it into that investment to make sure and to see that hopefully it will grow and yield for you. And so in turn, it's the same thing that we do for a relationship. We invest in our relationships, so it has a better yield for both parties. But sometimes we see it's lopsided. And we see that the car, you ever have a car that has the uneven tire pressure? It doesn't ride well. It burns up all your gas even. But then lo and behold, you go to your mechanic and he tells you, oh, well, we got to just rotate your tires and fill them up. And all of a sudden you feel like, boy, I'm driving like a new car. This is different. Because, see, it's balanced out. See, that's what relationships and being focused in the right way, it does. That's what investment does. It balances out. See, Whisperers, when you think about it, the person that you pin to your heart, and now notice the words that I use, and notice how I'm saying this. The person that you pin to your heart, you want to dedicate a large portion of your time and energy towards them. You want them to know how much you value and love them. Good relationships are filled with physical, mental, emotional fairness and healthy communication, as well as if you both are connected on a deeper spiritual level as well. Because some of you all are seeking someone who is spiritually connected because you are being more transparent and being aware of your spiritual needs. So why would you go and connect with somebody that just does not have that as their goal? So you're going to have a disconnect right there in the first place. So there's different elements that we got to look at. When we look at good relationships, like I said, they filled with the physical, the mental, the emotional, the fairness, the healthy communication. They're bridging the differences. They don't make your partner feel sucked dry or the one who continues to compromise and bend until they can't bend no more. I mean, I get conversations, and I have conversations on a regular basis with different apps, different interviews, different clients that feel like I can't bend no more. Every time I try, I'm bending and bending. How far do I have to go? Whoa, pause. Because, see, a relationship should kind of sway like a weeping willow. And I tell you all that the weeping willow is one of the strongest trees. See, when storms come up against a weeping willow, they just sway with it. And if you've ever seen them, I had the pleasure of living in Texas and have gone through some major storms and watching the weeping willows, even in front of our home, how they would just bend. And it would look like they were dancing to the rage of this wind, but they would bend and they would even lean down to the earth, but they would come back the next day and they'd be standing so beautiful. And see, that's what a relationship should do. You all should be like ebb and flow, just bending and flowing and going through things. But it doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard, because there's hardships that we go through. That's called life, called life. And even the best of the best relationships, I have good friends that have been married for 50, 60 years, and they give you hilarious stories. They've had trouble. They've been through some things. They, you know, even one time a mate lost money and just could not bring themselves to tell the other mate that they had lost the money. And so they just was like trying to just get by before the person really found out that the money was misplaced. And then lo and behold, whew, thank goodness they did find it. But it wasn't before the mate found out that the money was misplaced. And did it cause the friction? Of course. Of course. But see, they were still in that ebb and that flow. And they bent down to the ground and they came back up together and they were standing strong again when the clouds went away. And see, and sometimes that's what happens inside relationships. So lopsided that it keeps bending and bending and bending and until it breaks. That's a problem. So we got to be willing to really look at things. We have to really be willing to sit in that place and space and be truthful and transparent even with ourselves of what are we placing inside of our relationships. Oh, wait till next week's discussion. You're not going to want to miss it. Because I'm telling you, it's building. This is the fire season, I'm trying to tell you. See, Whisperers, healthy relationships require that we give our partners the benefit of a doubt or benefit of the doubt, which creates a sense of being on the same team. Who doesn't want a killer team? I mean, like, we're about to go into the Super Bowl. I'm not going to tell you what my team is, but I'll tell you, I root hard for them. And, I mean, we haven't been to the Super Bowl in a while. But I tell you, this season, we didn't look so bad. And we was really coming in strong. And then look at this team that fell behind their player who unfortunately had cardiac issues right on the field. And all of them rallied around and they championed for him. And everyone in the NFL and all the other teams wore T-shirts and really kind of kept them in their thoughts and prayers and the fans and everything. That is the dynamics of a dynamic team. And that's what you want with your partner. Your partner should be your teammate. That you know that if he's going to block for you when that wide receiver's coming in, he's going to take that hit and it's going to be good. You're going to keep it moving and everybody's going to be good and you guys going to keep on tapping in with each other. And building on that success, I tell you, I just get so excited and I get just kind of pumped over it. I always think, like, what if your relationship was like the offspring of two athletes like, you know, Tom Brady and a Serena Williams? That would be, like, powerful. You know, that would be, like, powerful. I mean, think of it. Like, if you had the best of the best quarterbacks, like Tom Brady, and some of you may feel like, no, he's not, but that's okay, but I'm just going to use him as the illustration. and the best of the best, Serena Williams. Whew, tennis legend. Just fire. That would be like your relationship on steroids. That's how good it would be. And we have this deeper connection and this type of team. It helps couples overcome the challenges they will inevitably face together. And I like to tell my clients that I work with for, you know, for you to find a partner that is that dynamic, which will become the duo, you first have to know you. You have to be willing to know you. And if you're already in that relationship, sometimes it requires that you go and do a little refining work. And sometimes you have to be honest with yourself about the qualities that you lack inside of that relationship. And sometimes you have to be honest even with your mate and say the qualities that they lack for you inside of your relationship and how you need to, we got to build on this because, babe, we this team. We Tom Brady and Serena Williams. If she's not football and she's into fashion, say, look, you are Chanel and I'm like Versace. And I mean, literally, she's going to get it. She's going to get it. But it requires that we invest in it. It requires that we start to really look at things and understand where we're going with it. And I know this sounds odd because many people think they know themselves, but when you speak with them and ask the deeper questions of who are they and what do you bring inside of your table and what are your values inside of your relationship and how do you invest and enrich your relationship and how do you build upon your healthy qualities and standards inside of your relationship, you may notice that they falter. They stumble a little bit. They give those generic answers. And if you're guilty of the generic answering, it requires of you to go back in and tap into a deeper set of questions to yourself. And it requires that you sit down with your partner and invest in those questions. I always think like, you know, you hear about couples and lo and behold, they've been married X amount of years and all of a sudden they're just gone. And you think to yourself, well, what happened? Somewhere along the way, somebody stopped investing. Or somewhere along the way, both parties stopped investing. And so in turn, it starts to get like stagnant. You know, I tell you guys about stagnant water, and that lives in it. So how can a relationship live in it? How can there be life in dead water? See, this discussion today, to really set the tone for where we're going for this season, I really want to take my time with it. Because the letters that came in were so heartfelt and so deep. I mean, some of you have written me numerous times, too, in regards to relationships. And I mean, I have one person that literally has emailed me about 12 times. And I've answered several of the emails, and I told them, I said, you know, if you need a session, just get on the calendar. Because I can't just keep doing it through an email. But I decided this season was going to be dedicated to all the emails with relationship questions, because there's so many. And sometimes we just need to sit down and have the real hard conversations. Choose me. I put my hand up and I said, okay, I'll do it. And so that's what the season 5 is going to be. And it's going to be, ooh, it's going to be good. So I hope you guys are ready. I hope you all are invested in it. And I hope that you bring your mates to the table with you and you pour them a cocktail mocktail and we sit down and we have these discussions. Or if they can't be there when you're listening to it live or you're listening to the playback and you get a moment, say, hey, babe, look, I got something that I want us to listen to and I really want your thoughts on it. I want your feedback. And take the time to listen and don't prepare your answer before they finish talking, but listen. A lot of times when all these vague answers come up and they shift into what they think instead of what they definitely know and what they need, it's a lot of misunderstandings and different things. And they don't understand that loving themselves even requires them to be, it's not even just, people think it's superficial, but it's not. You know, people are like, oh, well, you know, my husband's just caught up in himself, or my wife is just caught up in herself. No, that's not it. And if a person is just so caught up in themselves, maybe that's where you got to start, is really seeing, like, why is this about this, and how can we shift the view? See, it's a benefit for different things. See, whispers, self-understanding has a range of benefits, and it will help you to reduce your anxiety, which can limit you from tapping into a deeper sense of self and know what will and will not make you happy. It'll give you a greater satisfaction of your life, that you will see qualities that will be a benefit in a relationship as well as ones that need to be improved on, so it doesn't implode once you get into that relationship, or once you're in your relationship, you don't want to implode your relationship. You know, some people, you think to yourself, well, what are you trying to do, blow your relationship up? Don't do that. But sometimes it can be that way. See, I always think, like, it's funny because when you work with people and you do this on a daily, you know, I help clients to understand that they want to make sure that they are tapping into those non-superficial qualities that they need in a mate and that you need from your partner. You know, because this is the thing. A lot of people married the tall, dark and handsome, the sexy, curvy runway model. But guess what? Inside that marriage, inside that union, it doesn't matter so much. Because once you realize that all of that fades when you get inside and they have no other qualities that they bring to the table, now you're stuck. And so many people act like divorce is just like this thing that you're supposed to, oh, well, you know, I can just get divorced. Well, hold on a second. You took a vow. Some of you will got to realize and pump the brakes. That's a real commitment that you took. It just wasn't a walk in the park and just some, you know, oh, well, if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. You're not on the ninja warrior. This is your life. And this is someone else's life. So really look at it and start establishing real qualities with the person that you are building with. Or if you're already in the situation, just start removing those elements that are not even worth keeping and that superficial qualities that you're building on and all these other nuances that mean nothing in the long run. And then when you go to sleep at night, you're laying there thinking to yourself, well, who is that? And who is he? Or who is she? Mm-mm. Can't do that. Can't do that, Whisper. We owe so much more to ourselves. We so owe so much more to the relationships that we're getting into. See, you all may be sitting there thinking, well, what does that mean? What does it matter? It means that it's not about all looks. It means that it's not all about looks. It means that we are respecting respecting and honoring ourselves. And if it's all about looks, then guess what? You go marry a mirror, because then you can look at yourself 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Point blank period. I got that from someone, by the way. And it really works. It really works. You know, you want these conversations like this not to be heavy, but they do need to have some weight to them. And I want to build on this conversation to bring an essence of what we're doing. And I love the comment, yes, most are not respecting the vows and don't have the mindset, let's fix this. They have to have the mindset that divorce is always an option. And it is, can't always be an option. You know, it can't be plan B. You know, if you was taking a test and when in doubt, go with B. Or what they say, when in doubt, go with C. But do you realize then all of a sudden you failed your test? Well, it's the same thing. If that's all you keep doing is making this like your backup plan, well, if it doesn't work out, that's okay. I'll just get divorced. It costs you money. It takes a piece of your soul. It depletes the person that you are and who you thought you were. And now you're even tagged as an ex, a divorcee. And then you become a little more jaded. So when you walk into the next relationship, you're bringing your bag over there. Ah, let's get off that merry-go-round. You've seen those sights. We've seen those sights again and again. Now let's build quality. Let's step up and step out. Let that sunlight hit you dead in your face. Let it be present. Let it be like, wow. Let it bowl you over. What are you afraid of? Maybe that's the point. You're afraid to really let yourself commit to what you've placed yourself into. So we even going to get into that even this season. Because some of you all that are even in relationships have commitment phobia. And that's real. It's real. So Whispers, when we think of things that are like super, we think of it just being surface or external, and so many fall prey to the superficial monster in relationships. Oh, he needs and they need and we gotta, you know. So we're gonna get past that even. Because there is a part of us that we do want to be attracted to the person that we are dating. So don't get this wrong and don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Because you want to be attracted to the people that you are dating and even the people that you are married to. Because if you're not, guess what? That's a whole nother problem. That's a whole nother subject. Because guess what? I know some that have married for money, but guess what? You don't get to go and hug their money at night. You got to hug that person. So remember that. Remember that you are building in quality. You are stepping into quality. Ooh, don't forget, next week, you all are in for it next week, I'm trying to tell you. Unfortunately, the mentality, I have to sleep with you to see if I have chemistry, isn't all that it's cracked up to be either. Because see, what happens a lot of times, people put sex in front of everything, they don't really get to build on real relationships and qualities. You're just addicted and attached to the feeling of what it feels good at. But then you don't know nothing else about the person. And I had a friend that literally, that's how their relationship became so, and unfortunately now they aren't in a good space and place, and, you know, he's very disappointed in different things, and it's just kind of like, disillusioned in a way. And so we're going to tap into different essence on that too. But if that's what you're doing, you have to realize that is one of the most intimate and close interactions you can have with a person. Your heart to that person's heart. Your soul to that person's soul. So how are you building on your relationships? Do they have meaning? Do they really mean something to you? I always feel like, you know, relationships are precious because that's the secret person will always get to know who you are. That person gets to know the person that you are. Many of you all know my voice. Some of you get to see me on different apps, interviews. You've come to different events that I've spoken at, had the pleasure of working with me and all. But see, you all get to know part of who I am. But see, the person that is connected to me as my partner in relationship, and, you know, they get to know a deeper essence of who Sonia is. And that's what you are building upon too. So we have to be willing to really see that it's an emotional connection as well. But that's how a lot of people end up getting hurt and being jaded. See, real chemistry comes when two individuals have that natural spark that happens when they feel those butterflies and find it so easy to speak with a person as if they have known them forever and a day, where they kind of like sit and kind of think about something that brings a smile to their face with regards to the person. Or maybe it's just even how the person smells or how the person just touched their hand. It's like they could feel that person just touched their hand. Or it could be the way that they laugh or how they hold their head or whatever. And those are the different, deeper qualities that get sparked. You know, Whisperers, this season, I'm answering your questions and I'm turning your letters, and it's going to be all things to do with relationships, all things. And we're going to tap into hard subjects. And I mean, we got some hard subjects we're going to be tapping into. Some are fun, and those that we just need to look deeper at, we're going to look deeper at, and we're going to put that, you know, big bright light up on there. Got 100-watt bulb. Turned it on. You're going to hear it. And I want to tell you, this season is going to be amazing. And it's time for us to get comfortable in our safe zone and show up each week and show up for each other. And really be willing to build upon relationships. And I'm going to tap into even those that are single, because I got letters from many of you all too. And there's relationship questions and different things that they want to know and how they're kind of moving and maneuvering as well. I think this is going to be a good season. And I'm always so grateful that you come in and you spend your life seconds with me and that you allow me to really birth such beautiful conversations and discussions, and really to help to pivot the mindset. Because see, when we shape and shift our mind, we're able to do better and show up better. We're able to be better lovers, better friends. And even sometimes that lovers that we were and we broke off, and but now we are even able to now maneuver it differently, that we're mature and we're not holding grudge and resentment. So we're going to get into a lot of things this season. Season 5, get your heart ready. Season 5, build on your love. Season 5, develop the essence of your relationship and invest in it. You know, I could just talk to you guys all day about this. And I love being able to really pour into topics like this and to really kind of like pull the curtains back, peel back layers. We're going to build up walls and we're going to shore up foundations. So if you would also like for your book club or social group to be a part of the private Zoom room, you can click the link that's in the description box and register your group. And then we will be one-on-one and you'll be in the private Zoom room with me and we'll have a good time because we always do. And make sure that you are subscribed to our fabulous newsletter, The Whisperers Exchange. We're going to be offering some exciting things in this newsletter this season, and there's going to be special invitations that are only coming out to the Whisperers that are subscribed. And if you're not subscribed, you're not going to get to attend these things. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to be a part of it because it's going to be such a great year. 2023 is about abundance, and it's about really building on our relationships. So I'm excited over it. We also have new segments that are going to be launching via our Instagram page. So please make sure that you're following us over at whispersinabottle_podcast, and make sure you follow us because you don't want to miss it, I tell you. And even follow me on the parent company page, La Paz Imaging, because I got tons of stuff going on. I'm birthing discussions. I'm on Clubhouse. I have a room that I'm doing with a dynamic love, and she is so good. She's April the Loveologist. She runs the Love Academy, the Authentic Love Academy. And it's really good. It's every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're trying to get your dating life together and you're interested in interracial dating, that's her specialty, come on over there, spend some time with us. We got some discussions that are fire. And then, of course, I'm on Clubhouse in my own club, the Roundtable of Intention, every other Tuesday at 11 a.m., which this was my first week back, which was really great. This week has been, like, so awesome. And I have to tell you, just being back here in the Whisperers Lounge, by far, got to be the best of the best. I have truly missed you all. I've truly missed being in here. And like I said, I'm excited about this season. I'm excited about what we're bringing forward to you all. And don't forget, really tap into your friends and your neighbors. Check on them. And don't be afraid to really ask them if they're okay, if they need help, and really extend it. So this is just wonderful. Welcome back, Whisperers. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's a Friday. We had our cocktail mocktail, so it's always good to be here. You know, I appreciate you so much, and we are building something dynamic. And so, you know, there's a lot to come next week. Make sure you come back next week. Next week's show, it's going to be so good. And I'm not doing no spoilers this season. I'm not telling you ahead of time. But I'm going to tell you this. You don't want to miss it. So with that being said, everyone, it's good to be here. It's great to be back in the Whisperers Lounge. My name is Sonia Leray. I am the host of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, motivational speaker. And look, you guys continue to be safe. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.